الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. أما بعد, this is the biography of yet another noble companion of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, by name سعد بن أبي وقاص رضي الله عنه. Reading from سور من حياة الصحابة. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas, يوم أحد, on the day of the battle of Uhud, إرمي سعد, O Sa'd, shoot, إرمي فداك أبي وأمي, shoot, I give my father and mother as ransom for you. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that on the battle of Uhud. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ووصينا الإنسان بوالديه حملته أمه وهنا على وهن وفصاله في عامين أن اشكر لي ولوالديك إلي المصير. After seeking refuge with Allah, من الشيطان الرجيم, from Shaitan the accost. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم, in the name of Allah, the eternally merciful, the especially merciful. Allah said, ووصينا الإنسان بوالديه, we have admonished man بوالديه concerning his parents. حملته أمه, his mother carried him in pregnancy. وهنا على وهن, weakness upon weakness, hardship upon hardship, difficulty upon difficulty. وَفِصَالُهُ, and weaning him, فِي عَامَيْنِ, she carried him and weaned him, فِي عَامَيْنِ, in 2 years. Allah said, أَنِشْكُرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيْكَ, we have admonished man concerning his parents, أَنِشْكُرْ لِي, that be grateful to me, Allah, وَلِوَالِدَيْكَ, and be grateful to your parents. إِلَيَّ الْمَصِيرِ, unto me is your return. So I will reward everybody with a reward that is commensurate to their actions in this world. Those who are grateful to Allah, Allah will reward them. Those who are grateful to their parents, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward them. And those who did otherwise will also get their reward when they go back to him. In Surah Injahadaka, if however they compel you, if however your parents struggle with you, Ala an tushrika bi, that you associate with me, ma laysa laka bihi ilmun, that which you do not have knowledge about, they want you to worship, associate with Allah other than Allah. Allah said, فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا, do not obey them. وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا, but relate with them, فِي الدُّنْيَا, in this world, مَعْرُوفًا, with kindness, even at that. وَاتَّبِعْ سَبِيلَ مَنْ أَنَابَ إِلَيَّ, and follow the path of those who return to me. ثُمَّ إِلَيَّ مَرْجِعُكُمْ, then unto me is your return altogether, you and your parents. فَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ, and I will inform you of what you used to do. لِهَذِهِ الْآيَاتِ الْكَرِيمَاتِ قِصَّةٌ فَذَّةٌ رَائِعَةٌ, this generous, honorable verses that we have read have قِصَّةٌ فَذَّةٌ رَائِعَةٌ, a very unique and wonderful story associated with it. اِصْطَرَعَتْ فِيهَا طَائِفَةٌ مِنَ الْعَوَاطِفِ الْمُتَنَاقِضَةِ, two conflicting emotions wrestled as far as this verse is concerned. Two conflicting emotions, في نفس فتان طري العود, in the heart of a youth that is fresh in his youthful age. فكان النصر للخير على الشر. But the victory was for good over evil. وللإيمان على الكفر, the victory was for iman over disbelief. That verse was revealed for a particular episode that happened to a youth from among the youths of Islam. ذلك الفتى, that youth we are referring to, هو سعد بن أبي وقاص رضي الله عنه وأرضاه. That is سعد بن أبي وقاص رضي الله عنه. May Allah be pleased with him, وأرضاه, and may Allah make him pleased. كان سعد حين أشرق نور النبوة في مكة شابا ريان الشباب غض الإهاب رقيق العاطفة كثير البر بوالديه شديد الحب لأمه خاصة. حين أشرق نور النبوة, when the light of prophethood lightened, كان سعد, سعد was such that في مكة, in Mecca, شابا ريانا, شابا ريانا الشباب, he was just a youth, a young boy, ريان الشباب, that was at the peak, the freshness of his youthful age. غض الإهاب, with his fresh skin, رقيق العاطفة, with a sound and fine or mild emotion. كثير البر بوالديه, he does so well to his mother. شديد الحب لأمه خاصة, كثير البر بوالديه, he's nice to his parents, but شديد الحب لأمه خاصة, and he has a unique love for his mother particularly. That is سعد بن أبي وقاص. وعلى الرغم من أن سعدا كان يومئذ يستقبل ربيعة السابع عشرة, and despite the fact that سعد on that day was approaching the mid 17th, فقد كان يضم بين برديه كثيرا من رجاحة الكهول. Even though he was in his mid 17, like 17 and a half or thereabouts, but then Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas was carrying in his clothes the brain of middle-aged men. وحكمت الشيوخ, and he was having the wisdom of the elders, even as a young boy. فلن يكن مثلا يرتاح إلى ما يتعلق به لداته من ألوان اللهو. فلم يكن, Sa'ad was not, مثلا, for instance, يرتاح إلى ما يتعلق به لداته. He doesn't engage in what his peers are engaged in. من ألوان اللهو, of different types of pleas. That is to tell you who Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas. Now when his mates are playing with different types of plays, Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas is not engaged in that. وَإِنَّمَا كَانَ يَسْرِفُ هَمَّهُ إِلَىٰ بَرِيِّ السِّهَامِ. You find Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas usually engaging himself إِلَىٰ بَرِيِّ السِّهَامِ, with preparing arrows. وَإِصْلَاحِ الْكِسِّي, and he will be making and preparing the strings that he will use in shooting the bow, or shooting the arrow. He's preparing the bow and preparing the arrows. وَالتَّمَرُّسُ بِالرِّمَايَةِ, and he practices shooting. حَتَّى لَكَأَنَّهُ كَانَ يُعِدُّ نَفْسَهُ لِأَمْرٍ كَبِيرٍ. You find him as if he's preparing himself for a big task. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ أَيْضًا يَطْمَئِنُّ إِلَى مَا وَجَدَ عَلَيْهِ قَوْمَهُ. And also you don't find Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas يَطْمَئِنُّ, having tranquility and composure, إلى ما وجد عليه قومه, to that which he found his people upon, من فساد العقيدة, of their spoiled creed, وسوء الحال, and their bad nature. You don't find him also engaging in the idol worshipping and those things they do. حتى لكأنه كان ينتظر أن تمتد إليهم يد قوية هازمة حالية. It was as if Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas was just waiting for a hand, a very strong and determined hand that will pull them out of that state. لتنتشلهم مما يتخبطون فيه من ظلمات. So that that hand can pull them out of that state of darkness in which they are wallowing. I hope you understand. It was as if Sa'd was just expecting that something would happen, but he does not believe in the status quo. وفيما هو كذلك. Well, Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas was in that state. شاء الله جل وعز. Allah سبحانه وتعالى so wished أن يكرم الإنسانية كلها بهذه اليد الحانية البانية. Allah wished to honor humanity in totality. We have not just the Arabs now, but humanity in totality. Allah wanted to honor them. بهذه اليد الحانية البانية. With this soft and Albania that will separate and distinguish between falsehood and the truth. That hand that will bring out people from darkness and put them into the light. فَإِذَا هِيَ يَدُ سَيِّدِ الْخَلْقِ. And behold, it was the hand of the leader of the creatures, Muhammad bin Abdullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. وَفِي قَبْضَتِهَا الْكَوْكَبُ الْإِلَهِ الَّذِي لَا يَخْبُو. And within his grasp is Al-Kawkab Al-Ilahi, that divine star, Al-Ladhi La Yakhbu, whose light does not become extinguished. Kitab Allah Al-Kareem, meaning the Prophet brought the Book of Allah. That book was a star that will radiate its illumination to humanity, to bring them out of the darkness of Kufr. فَمَا أَسْرَعَ أَنْ إِسْتَجَابَ سَعَدْ بِنْ أَبِي وَقَّاسِ. It was immediate that Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas answered the call لِدَعْوَةِ الْهُدَى. He answered the call to guidance والحق and the truth. حَتَّى كَانَ ثَالِثَ ثَلَاثَةٍ أَسْلَمُ مِنَ الرِّجَالِ أَوْ رَابِعَ أَرْبَعَةٍ. Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas was so swift in embracing Islam. It was like he was waiting for it. To the extent that he became the third of the three people amongst the men that embraced Islam, أو رابع أربعة, or to become the fourth of the four people that we are Muslims. وَلِذَا كَثِيرًا مَا كَانَ يَقُولُ مُفْتَخِرًا. And that is why most of the times Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas used to say this word, مُفْتَخِرًا, with pride. إِنْ لَقَدْ مَكَثْتُ سَبَعَةَ أَيَّامٍ. Indeed, I stayed for 7 days. وَإِنِّي لَثُلُثُ الْإِسْلَامِ. I am one third of Islam. He would say it. He doesn't just say it, but he said it when a people accused him that he does not know how to pray. Yes. See Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas? During the time of Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Umar made him to be the governor of Kufa, a place in Iraq. And those people falsely accused Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas. They falsely accused him. And Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas, Abu Ibrahim, said, myself, when I stayed with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa ana thuluth al-Islam, I am this one third of Islam. And I'm the first person to shoot in the cause of Allah. And there is nobody that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, fidaka abi wa ummi, except me. Yet some people will come and they will accuse me that I don't know how to pray. Me, I don't know how to pray. Likewise, a woman accused him that Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas wrongfully acquired her land because he was the governor. So he seized her land and claimed it was his. Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas said, myself, she said, yes. Sa'd said, if what you have said is a lie, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take your life in that land. And that was where she died. She fell inside the well there. And that man that came out to tell people that Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas, he doesn't know how to pray, he doesn't choose to come out to meet us, he doesn't even know how to, he doesn't even share the booties of war with justice, they reported to Umar. Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas said, are you sure of what you said? He said, if what you have said is not true, may Allah make you to live long. And may He test you with a lot of poverty. And may He make you to be tempted in your religion. Yes, if what the man said is not true, if he has accused him wrongfully. And that was how the man, Allah spared his life so long that his hajib, his eyes, his eyelashes fell to cover his eyes out of old age. Yet if he sees girls on the street, he will be running after them. Diana, Allah tested him in his religion. Then he will be moving and telling people that, so, this is an old man that is under a curse. So it is that what is sa'ad that has afflicted him. That is why it's a da'wah to al-mazloom. Don't avoid accusing people wrongfully. This is one of the worst things a person can do, accusing people wrongfully. And their personality, their images, their status, avoid it. Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu used to say with pride that لَقَدْ مَكَثْتُ سَبَعَةَ أَيَّامٍ وَإِنِّي لَثُلُثُ الْإِسْلَامِ. I was one third of Islam. كانت فرحة الرسول صلوات الله عليه بإسلام سعد كبيرة. The Prophet's happiness and joy over the Islam of Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas was great. ففي سعد من مخايل النجابة. In Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas, there are signs of wisdom. وبواكير الرجولة. Bawakir, like what will show the commencement of somebody becoming a man. Ma yubashiru, things that will give one the glad tidings. Bi anna hadha al-hilal sayakunu badran kamila. That this crescent is going to be a full-blown moon. Fi yawmin qareebin, very soon. I hope you understand the language, ko? That there are signs in Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas. There are onsets, there are signs that show that this crescent called Sa'ad, you know, he called Sa'ad, being a young person, he called him a crescent. That crescent is going to be a full moon, fi yawmin qareebin, after a short while. Meaning there are a lot of parameters, a lot of indices, a lot of signs that will make you know this person is going to be a great person. And you know the firasa. Those who have foresight, they see for people without being sorcerers. When they see a child, they say, this child is going to be a great person. Take care of this child. The Arabs specifically, they have that. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِلْمُتَوَسِّمِينَ. And the Prophet said, اِتَّقُوا فِرَاسَةَ الْمُؤْمِنِ فَإِنَّهُ يَنْزُرُ بِنُورِ اللَّهِ. There are people that when they see the behaviors of some children, they say, this child is going to be a great child. Take care of him. It was said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Right? And so many scholars, so many people, it was said about them that this person is going to be a great person. Take care of him. Muawiyah bin Abi Sufyan. He was mourning with his mother. When somebody saw him and said, he fell down, he was walking and he picked a stone and fell down. The mother shouted at him, Hindu, stand up! And the man said, be careful, treat him nicely. This boy is going to be the leader of his people. And the mother said to him, "Sakilat sakiltuhu. May I lose him? In lam yasud illa qawmahu. If it is his people alone he's going to lead, then I don't need him. Huh? A boy that I'm training to rule the world, I think he will lead his people." The man saw in him that this boy is a good boy. He's going to be a great person. So he limited his rule to his people. The mother said, no. You are limiting him below his standard. He is made to rule the world. They train their children with focus. I want him to get there. So the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam has seen all of these traits in Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas. He said, "Wa li Sa'ad min karam al-nasabi," and the honorable lineage Sa'ad has, "Wa izzat al-hasabi," and his honored personality. there is ma qad yugri fityana makkah bi an yasluku sabilahu. There are things that would motivate the youth of Mecca to want to follow his path. وَيَنْسِجُ عَلَى مِنْ وَالِهِ, and to want to tread his path also. So if he was like an influencer, do you understand? So it means he has the potential to influence other youths to embrace Islam. And that's what made the Prophet والسلام, to be happy. And that's why if you want to give, even when you want people that, okay, some people that will be with you in your da'wah, or some that you work together in Islam, or where you want to, you are looking for people that are going to be instrumental, not just anybody. Not just anybody. Like some people who would have schools, and you say, okay, you want to give scholarship. Don't give scholarship to somebody that will come and be getting zeros in your class. Send them away. If you want to give scholarship to somebody that you know has the potential to become excellent. Yeah, that is what you do. We are giving scholarship and the person is coming. Today, 0 over 10. Tomorrow, 0 over 30. Next tomorrow, he doesn't know anything. You are still giving scholarship. You are wasting scholarship. Scholarship is meant for people who have the potential to excel. So even in Islam, and that's why even what made the Prophet alayhi salam, what made Allah to tell the Prophet abasa wa tawalla an ja'ahu al-a'ma? What's the reason? The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was talking to people he said have the potential to influence when a blind man came to him. So the Prophet was trying to give attention sallallahu alayhi wasalam to that man that had more influence, neglecting the blind man. So Allah said, abasa wa tawalla an ja'ahu al-a'ma. So ordinarily when you find people who have potentials to grow, potentials to spread your da'wah, potentials to teach others, those are the ones you give more attention. So the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was happy. He said, ثُمَّ إِنَّ تَعَدْ فَوْقَ ذَلِكَ كُلِّهِ. In addition to all of these, Sa'ad was min akhwali nabiy alayhi salatu wasalam. Sa'ad was part of the maternal uncles of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas, even though he was a youth, but he was like from the maternal side of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam. So who min bani Zuhra? Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas was from bani Zuhra. Wa bani Zuhra ahlu Aminata bint Wahd. And bani Zuhra are the families of Amina bint Wahb, min Nabiy sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the mother of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So you can see the connection. وقد كان الرسول صلوات الله عليه يعتز بهذه الخؤولة. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to be proud of this maternal relationship. الخؤولة, just like you say العمومة, paternal relationship, being from the mother, from one's uncle from the mother's side. Well, العمومة is one's uncle from the father's side. فقد روي أن النبي الكريم صلى الله عليه وسلم كان جالسا. It was reported that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one day was seated مَعَ نَفَرٍ مِّنْ أَصْحَابِهِ, with a company of some of his companions. فَرَأَ سَعَدْ بِنْ أَبِي وَقَّاسِ, then he saw سَعَدْ بِنْ أَبِي وَقَّاسِ مُقْبِلًا approaching. فَقَالَ لِمَنْ مَعَهُ, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to those that were with him, هَذَا خَالِي, this is my maternal uncle. فَلْيُرِينِ مْرُؤٌ خَالَهُ, let a person show me his own maternal uncle, this is my own. Do you understand? لكن إسلام سعد بن أبي وقاص, but the Islam of سعد بن أبي وقاص لم يمر سهلا هينا, it didn't just come and go with ease. وإنما عرض الفتى المؤمن لتجربة من أقصى التجارب قسوة وأعنتها عنفا. This youth, this believing youth, faced some trials من أقصى التجارب, from the most harsh of trials, وَعَنَفِهَا عُنْفًا, and most difficult of trials. قَصْوَ, عَنْفَ, they almost mean this. It means harshness and being hard. حَتَّى إِنَّهُ بَلَغَ مِنْ قَصْوَتِهَا وَعُنْفِهَا أَنْ أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ فِي شَأْنِهَا قُرْآنًا. It was so hard and difficult and tough that even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed Quran because of that episode. فلنترك لسعد الكلام ليقص علينا قدر هذه التجربة الفظة. Let us allow Sa'ad to talk concerning the story of this unique trial. قال سعد سعد بن أبي وقاص said, رأيت في المنام قبل أن أسلم بثلاث ليال. I saw 3 days or 3 nights before I became a Muslim. كأني غارق في ظلمات. As if I was drowning in some darknesses. بعضها فوق بعض. The darkness was overlapping. Part of the darkness was overlapping the other. وبين كنت أتخبط في لججها. And while I was wallowing in its waves, the waves of darknesses, إذ أضاء لي قمر فاتبعته. And behold, a moon just appeared to me. فاتبعته, so I followed the path of the moon. فرأيت نفرا أمامي. And I saw some people in front of me. قد سبقوني إلى ذلك القمر. They had gone to the moon before me. رأيت زيد بن حارثة. I saw زيد بن حارثة. وعلي بن أبي طالب. I saw أبو علي بن أبي طالب. وعبا بكر الصديق. And Abu Bakr al-Siddiq. I saw them by the moon. فقلت لهم منذ متى أنتم هاهنا. Don't forget this is the dream. And I said to them, منذ متى أنتم هاهنا. Since when have you been here? فقالوا الساعة. Just now. ثم إني لما طلع علي النهار. So that was how I woke up. So when it was morning, it was daybreak. بلغني أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يدعو إلى الإسلام مستخفيا. Information reached me that the Messenger of Allah was calling people to Islam in hidden. فعلمت أن الله أراد بي خيرا. So I now concluded, I knew that Allah wanted good for me. وشاء أن يخرجني بسببه من الظلمات إلى النور. And Allah wishes to remove me because of that. من الظلمات إلى النور. From darknesses to the light. فمضيت إليه مسرعا. So I went to him in a hurry. حتى لقيته في شعب جياد. Until I met him in the valley of جياد. وقد صلى العصر. He had prayed after prayer. فأسلمت. Immediately I surrendered and embraced Islam. فما تقدمني أحد. Nobody embraced Islam before me. سوى هؤلاء النفر الذين رأيتهم في الحلم. Other than those three people that I saw in my dream. See, that is why the dream is one of the mysteries of life. Dreams. Sometimes they are messages, people don't take them as important. And there are people who overreact to their dreams as if it is a verse of the Quran. A Muslim must be in between. A Muslim must be in between. ثم تابع سعد رواية قصة إسلامه. And that was how سعد بن أبي وقاص now continued to narrate the story of his Islam. فقال he said وما إن سمعت أمي بخبر إسلامي. Immediately my mother heard the story of my Islam. حتى صارت ثائرتها وكنت فتى برا بها محبا لها. Her anger became provoked. She became furious. وَكُنْتُ فَتَنْ بَرًّا بِهَا. And I was a young boy that was nice to her. مُحِبًّا لَهَا. Who loved her. فَأَقْبَلَتْ عَلَيَّ تَقُولُ. So she faced me and said, يَا سَعَدْ. O سَعَدْ. مَا هَذَا الدِّينُ الَّذِي اِعْتَنَقْتَهُ فَصَرَفَكَ عَنْ دِينِ أُمِّكَ وَأَبِيكَ. What is this religion that you have embraced and has turned you away from the religion of your mother and your father? Wallahi, I swear by Allah, لَتَدَعَنَّ دِينَكَ الْجَدِيدَ. It is either you leave this your new religion, أَوْ لَا أَكُلُ وَلَا أَشْرَبُ حَتَّى أَمُوتَ. Else I will not eat or not drink until I die. فَيَتَفَطَّرَ فُعَادُكَ حُزْنًا عَلَيَّ. And your heart is going to shatter because of sorrow and sadness over me. because she feels you feel that he killed his mother. وَيَأْكُلَكَ النَّدَمُ عَلَى فَعَلَتِكَ الَّتِي فَعَلْتَ. And regret and remorse will consume you because of what you have done. وَتُعَيُّرْكَ النَّاسُ بِهَا عَبَدَ الدَّهْرِ. And people will continue to insult you with it forever. فَقُلْتُ لَا تَفْعَلِي يَا أُمَّا. I said, don't do that, my mother. فَأَنَا لَا أَدَعُ دِينِي لِأَيِّ شَيْءٍ. Because I will not leave my religion for anything. Don't suffer yourself. لَكِنَّهَا مَضَتْ فِي وَعِيدِهَا. But she proceeded to execute her threat. فَاجْتَنَبَتِ الطَّعَامَ وَالشَّرَابَ. She abandoned eating and drinking. وَمَكَثَتْ أَيَّامًا عَلَى ذَلِكَ. She spent days not eating, not drinking. لا تأكل ولا تشرب. فهذا لجسمها. So her body became slim. Or what do you call it now? Am I shaped, right? ووهن عظمها. And her bones became weak. وخارت قواها. And her strength dropped. فجعلت آتيها ساعة بعد ساعة. I used to go to her from time to time. أسألها أن تتبلغ بشيء. Well, ask her to please swallow something. من طعام أو قليل من الشراب. إذا just eat little food or drink little water. فتأبى ذلك أشد الإباء. She would reject that utterly. وتقسم ألا تأكل أو تشرب. And she would swear that she would not eat and she would not drink. حتى تموت أو عدا عديني. She was very resolved. عند ذلك قلت لها. So at this point that I now said to her, يا أمه. Oh my mother. إني على شديد حبي لك. Despite my severe love for you. لا أشد حبا لله ورسوله. My love for Allah and Messenger is more severe. وَوَاللَّهِ حَسَيْبَيْ اللَّهِ لَوْ كَانَ لَكِ أَلْفُ نَفْسٍ. If you had 1,000 lives, فَخَرَجَتْ مِنْكِ نَفْسًا بَعْدَ نَفْسٍ. And that those lives are going out one after the other. مَا تَرَكْتُ دِينِي هَذَا لِشَيْءٍ. I will not abandon my religion for anything. This is making a declaration between either following Allah or following falsehood. فَلَمَّا رَأَتِ الْجِدَّ مِنِّي. When she saw the seriousness in me, أَذْعَنَتْ لِلْأَمْرِ. She saw him that she bowed down. وَأَكَلَتْ وَشَرِبَتْ عَلَى كُرِهِمْ مِنْهَا. And she ate and drank forcefully. She didn't want to. فأنزل الله فينا قوله عز وجل. And that is where Allah now reveals this verse concerning us, that وَإِنْ جَاهَدَاكَ. Even if they force you, even if they struggle with you, even if they try to pressure you, أَلَا أَنْ تُشْرِكَ بِهِ. That you associate a partner with me. مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٌ. What you do not have knowledge about, فَذَا تُطِعْهُمَا. Categorically, don't obey them. وَصَاحِبُهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفٌ. But still relate with them nicely as far as the world is concerned. But obeying them, no. There are so many people that are falling into this kind of tricks from their parents. Tell them, if you don't do this, I will do this, I will do that. And then they will say, oh, Akramakumullah, what should I do? And Akramakumullah will not tell you to kill your mother or to kill your father. No, Akramakumullah will say, oh, what will you do? Do follow them. But Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, steadfast. So maybe we'll stop here, so that when we come back after Salah, we'll complete the remaining part, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulullah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa ala. Amma ba'du. After the revelation of this noble verse of the Quran, explaining to Muslims how their rules of engagement should be when they have troubles with their parents. He said, لَقَدْ كَانَ يَوْمُ إِسْلَامِ سَعَدْ بِنَ أَبِي وَقَّاسِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ مِنْ أَكْثَرِ الْأَيَّامِ بِرًّا بِالْمُسْلِمِينَ وَأَجْزَلِهَا خَيْرًا أَلَى الْإِسْلَامِ. Indeed, the day Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas embraced Islam was one of the most honorable days and one of the days that had most goods for Islam. The Islam of Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas. He said, فَفِي يَوْمِ بَدْرٍ, on the day of Badr, كَانَ لِسَعَدْ وَأَخِيهِ عُمَيْرٍ مَوْقِفٌ مَشْهُودٌ. Sa'ad and his brother Umayr had a noticeable position. فَقَدْ كَانَ عُمَيْرٍ يَوْمَئِذٍ فَتًا حَدَثًا. Sa'ad's brother, that is called Umayr, on that day, during the Battle of Badr, was just a young man, hadathan, in his youthful age. لم يجاوز الحلم إلا قليلا. He had not passed the stage of maturity except a little. He has just crossed the stage of maturity. فلما أخذ الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام يعرب جند المسلمين قبل المعركة, when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was يعرب جند المسلمين appraising and observing the Muslim army قبل المعركة before the battle commences, توارى أمير. أمير hid himself, that is أخو سعد, Sa'ad's brother, he hid himself somewhere. خَوْفًا مِّنْ أَنْ يَرَاهُ الرَّسُولُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ فَيَرُدَّهُ لِسِجَرِ سِنِّهِ. He was afraid that if the Prophet sees him, the Prophet would return him back because of his young age. So he hid himself. He wanted to participate in the Battle of Badr. لَكِنَّ الرَّسُولَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ أَبْصَرَهُ وَرَدَّهُ. But the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم saw him and asked him to go back. فجعل أمير يبكي. أمير started crying. باتنفا. He started crying. حتى رق له قلب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وأجازه. He cried to the extent that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم had pity for him. وأجازه. And the Prophet said, what? Participate. عند ذلك أقبل عليه سعد فرحا. So at this point that Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas approached him so happy. وعقد عليه حمالة سيفه, and he took the strand of his, the holder of his sword. He tied it upon his brother أقدًا, with a very strong bond, the سيجاره, because of his young age. He assisted his brother. وانطلق الأخوان يجاهدان في سبيل الله حق الجهاد, and the two brothers advanced fighting in the cause of Allah with the sincere jihad. فَلَمَّا انْتَهَتِ الْمَعْرَكَةُ, at the end of the Battle of Badr, عَادَ سَعَدٌ إِلَى الْمَدِينَةِ وَحْدَهُ. Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas returned to Medina alone. أَمَّا عُمَيْرٌ, as for Umayr, فَقَدْ خَلَّفَهُ شَهِيدًا عَلَىٰ أَرْضِ بَدْرٍ. Sa'ad had left him behind in the land of Badr as a matayah. وَحْتَسَبَهُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ, and he hopes to get the reward for the martyrdom of his brother with Allah. وَفِي أُهُدْ, when it was the Battle of Uhud, هِنَ زُنْزِلَةِ الْأَقْدَامُ, when people's feet were moved. وَتَفَرَّقَ الْمُسْلِمُونَ عَنِ النَّبِيِّ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ, and the Muslims departed, leaving the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. حتى لم يبق إلا في نفر حتى لم يبق إلا في نفر قليل لا يتمون العشرة. To the extent that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was left only with a few whose number was not up to 10. The Muslims felt the pressure. The killing was so much that they ran. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام was left with a few of the companions. So on that day, waqafa Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas. Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas stood. Yunadilu an Rasulillahi, salawatullahi alayhi bi qawthihi. Defending the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with his bow and arrow. فَكَانَ لَا يَرْمِي رَمْيَةً Sa'd would not fire any shot. إِلَّا أَصَابَتْ لِلْمُشْرِكِ النَّقْفَلَةِ Except that that shot will kill a mushrik. وَلَمَّا رَآهُ الرَّسُولُ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ يَرْمِي هَذَا الرَّمْيَةِ When the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم saw him shooting in that manner, جَعَلَ يَقُدُّهُ The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم continued to encourage Sa'd. وَيَقُولُ لَهُ And the Prophet was saying to him, إِرْمِ سَعَدْ Shoot, يَا سَعَدْ إِرْمِ فِدَاكَ أَبِي وَأُمِّي Shoot, I have given my father and mother as ransom for you. فَظَلَّ سَعَدٌ يَفْتَخِرُ بِهَا طَوَالَ حَيَاتِهِ Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas continued to be proud of that statement throughout his lifetime. وَيَقُولُ أَنْ هِوِ سَيْهِ مَا جَمَعَ الرَّسُولُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ لِأَحَدٍ أَبُوَيْهِ إِلَّا لِيَ The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم never combined his prophets, his both parents to the Prophet for anybody except myself, alone. That the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام will give, say to somebody that I give my parents as ransom for you, the Prophet never said it to anybody except Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas. وَذَلِكَ حِينَ فَدَّاهُ بِأَبِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ مَعًا And that was when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used his parents as ransom, gave his parents as ransom for Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas. وَلَكِنَّ سَعَدًا بَلَغَ ذِرْوَةَ مَجْدِهِ حِينَ عَزَمَ الْفَارُوقُ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَخُوضَ مَعَ الْفُرْسِ حَرْبًا تُدِينُ دَوْلَتَهُ طب سعد بن أبي وقاص بَلَغَ ذِرْوَةَ مَجْدِهِ reached the peak of his honor حِينَ عَزَمَ الْفَارُوقُ when Farooq made the decision عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَخُوضَ مَعَ الْفُرْسِ that he was going to engage the Persians harban in a battle to deal with dawlatahum that will annihilate their dawla, their reign. وَتَثُلُّ عَرْشَهُمْ And he's going to exterminate their throne. وَتَجْتَثُّ جُذُورَ الْوَثَنِيَّةِ And it will uproot the roots of idolatry. مِنْ عَلَى زَحْرِ الْأَرْضِ From the surface of the earth. فَأَرْسَلَ كُتُبَهُ إِلَىٰ أُمَّالِهِ فِي الْأَفَاقِ So when Umar made that decision, he wrote letters to all his administrators فِي الْأَفَاقِ in all the lands. What's the content of the message? أَنْ أَرْسِلُوا إِلَيَّ كُلَّ مَنْ كَانَ لَهُ سِلَاحٌ أَوْ فَرَسٌ Send to me down to Medina. كل من كان له سلاح أو فرس anyone that had an ammunition or a horse أو نجدة أو رأي or somebody that has some kind of assistance or has some kind of intelligence أو مزية من شعر or maybe he has some skills as far as poetry is concerned أو خطابة or he is an orator, or غيرها, or anybody that has anything, مِمَّا يُجِدِّي عَلَى الْمَعَرَكَةِ that will help in the battle. All expertise are required. If you know how to motivate people, you are required. If you know how to sing, you are required. If you know how to motivate, and everything is needed in that battle because it was going to be a decisive battle with the Persian army. فجعلت وفود المجاهدين تتدفق على المدينة من كل صوب and that was how the entourage of the mujahideen continued to gush into Medina من كل صوب from all directions مجاهدون were landing into Medina فلما تكاملت and when those mujahideen became prepared And they were complete. أخذ الفاروق يستشير أصحاب الحل والعقد. سيدنا عمر رضي الله عنه now started consulting أصحاب الحل والعقد. That is the kingmakers, those who had the final decisions. سيدنا عمر was asking for their opinions في من يوليه على الجيش الكبير. That who was he going to make to be the head of this large army? ويسلم إليه قيادته. ويسلم إليه قيادته, and he was going to assign him with the leadership of that army. فقالوا بلسان واحد, and all of them unanimously said, الأسد عاديا, the fierce lion, سعد بن أبي وقاص. That's the one that deserves to lead this kind of army. فاستدعاه عمر رضي الله عليهما, and that was how عمر رضي الله عنه وأرضاه called سعد وعقد له لواء الجيش, and he gave him the flag of the army. ولما هم الجيش الكبير بأن يفصل عن المدينة, so when that large army wanted to leave Medina, وقف عمر بن الخطاب يودعه, سيدنا عمر stood bidding him farewell. ويوصي قائده فقال, and was admonishing his commander, say يا سعد لا يجرنك من الله أن قيل خال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Don't allow it to deceive you that they are saying you are خال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. That was it. People called him, they revered him by that. That Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas is the Prophet's maternal uncle. Don't allow that to deceive you. وَصَاحِبُ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم. Don't allow it to deceive you that they are saying you are the companion of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ لَا يَمْحُ السَّيِّئَ بِالسَّيِّئَ. Because Allah does not erase evil with evil. ولكنه يمحو السيئة بالحسنة. Allah only erases evil with good deed. If you do a good deed, it will erase evil. But one will not do evil and it will erase another evil he has done in the past. يا سعد, O you سعد, إن الله ليس بينه وبين أحد نسب إلا طاعة. Allah does not have any relationship with anyone except through obedience. فالناس, so the people in totality, sharifuhum wa wadi'uhum, those who are honored and those who are not honored, fi dhatillahi sawa, as far as Allah is concerned, they are the same. Allahu rabbuhum, Allah is their Lord, hum ibaduhu, and they are his slaves, yatafadaluna bittaqwa, they only have hierarchy, some are having more virtues over others, بالتقوى, only with the piety of Allah. وَيُدْرِكُونَ مَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بِالتَّوَى, and they get what is with Allah of paradise by obeying Allah. فَانْظُرِ الْأَمْرَ الَّذِي رَأَيْتَ النَّبِيَّ عَلَيْهِ فَالْتَزِمْهُ. So just observe what you know the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام was upon and abide by it. فَإِنَّهُ الْأَمْرُ, because that is the right thing to do. ومضى الجيش المبارك, and that was how the blessed army advanced. وفيه 99 بدريا, in that army that Sayyidina Umar mobilized to fight the Persians, there were 99 from among the warriors of Badr. و319 ممن كانت لهم صحبة فيما بين بيعة الرضوان فما فوق ذلك. There were 300 plus companions who witnessed بيعة الرضوان. That بيعة الرضوان that Allah سبحانه وتعالى said, لقد رضي الله عن المؤمنين إذ يبايعونك تحت الشجرة. There were about 300 plus. 300 plus were in that army. وَثَلَاثُمِئَةٍ مِّمَّنْ شَهِدُوا فَتْحَ مَكَّةَ مَعَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. There were another 300 of the companions that witnessed the conquest of Mecca along with the Messenger of Allah. وَسَبْعُمِئَةٍ مِّنْ أَبْنَاءِ الصَّحَابَةِ. There were 700 children of Sahaba. All of them were part of that army that Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas was made to be the head. I think that was area one of Sa'd. مضى سعد وأسكر مضى سعد وأسكر بجيشه في القادسية. سعد advanced and he settled with his army في القادسية, in that place that is called قادسية. It is a place that is a little bit far from Kufa, about 25 or 15 miles, and that is where this decisive battle happened. That is why it is called the Battle of Qadisiyah. ولما كان يوم الحرير. So when it was the day of Al-Harir, that was the final day. They fought the battle for several days, for about 15 days, 20 days. The battle was still going on, fighting, and people were being killed, and the fighting was continuous. And both army were steadfast. The Persians did not run away, the Muslims also did not run away. So when it was Al-Yawm al-Harir, Yawm al-Harir, Yawm al-Harir was the final day, the final where the final battle happened. It was called Yawm al-Harir because on that day, nobody was talking. It was just the sounds of the sword that people were hearing. Nobody was saying anything. The only thing that the Muslims were doing sometimes is just to make takbir, and that's all. But there were no engagements of talk that, okay, catch him there, hold him here. No. عزم المسلمون على أن يجعلوها القاضية. On that day, the Muslims were determined to make that to be the final battle. فأحاطوا بعدوهم إحاطة القيد بالمعصم. So they went round their enemies. The way a bangle or necklace will go round the wrist of somebody who is wearing it. ونفضوا إلى صفوفه من كل صوب. And they penetrated into their ranks, من كل صوب, from all directions. محللين, chanting لا إله إلا الله. مكبرين, shouting الله أكبر. فإذا رأس رستم, it was not long, behold the head of Rustum. قائد جيش الفرس, who was the head of the Persian army. His head was مرفوع على رماح المسلمين. They took it off upon the spear of the Muslims. His head was already off his body. And they raised it up so that his army could see it. وَإِذَا بِالرُّعْبِ وَالْهَلَعِ بِالْدُبَّانِ وَإِذَا بِالرُّعْبِ وَالْهَلَعِ يَدُبَّانِ فِي قُلُودِ أَعْدَاءِ اللَّهِ. And the moment they saw that, the head of their commander was off on a spear, and which other word can you use? Al-hala means for somebody to be in fright. Al-ru'b, for somebody to be in fear. Yadubani fi ulubi a'da'illah, was now crippling into the hearts of the enemies of Allah. Hatta kana al-muslimu yushiru ila al-farisi. They became so much afraid that yushiru, a Muslim would point to a Pharisee, a person, and say, come here. فَيَعْتِيهِ. And the Persian soldier will come to him. فَيَقْتُلُهُ. And he will finish him. وَرُبَّمَا قَتَلَهُ بِسِلَاحِهِ. Sometimes he will even say, give me your sword. And he will use his sword to cut his head. أَمَّا الْغَنَائِمُ. As for the booties of war, فَحَدِّثْ أَنْهَا وَلَا حَرَجْ. This you can say more, and just say what you feel like saying. So much. وَأَمَّا الْقَتْلَ. As for the number of those that were killed, فَيَكْفِيكَ أَنْ تَعَلَمْ. It is sufficient for you to know أَنَّ الَّذِينَ قَدَوْ غَرَقًا فَحَزْبُ قَدْ. الَّذِينَ قَدَوْ غَرَقًا. Those that were killed, that we are drowned in some of the rivers there, alone, قَدْ بَلَغُوا 30,000. We are up to 30,000. Among the Persian army that ran and they fell into the sea. So how much more of those that we are killed in the battlefield? سيد عمر سعد طويلا. الله سبحانه وتعالى made سعد ابن أبي وقاص to live long. فأفاء الله عليه من المال الشيء الكثير. And Allah gave me a lot of wealth. لكنه حين أدركته الوفاة. But at the point death came to him. دعا بجبة من صوف بعلية. He sent for a jubba, a cloth, like a cloak. من صوف that was made of wool, cotton, balia that was already old. He said they should bring it, waqala, and he said, kafinuni biha. Use this as my shroud. فَإِنِّي لَقِيتُ بِهَا الْمُشْرِكِينَ يَوْمَ بَدْرٍ. Because this is what I was wearing on the day of Badr to confront the Polytheists. وَإِنِّي أُرِيدُ أَنْ أَلْقَ اللَّهَ بِهَا عَزَّ وَجَلَّ عَيْرًا. And this is the same clothes I want to use to meet Allah. The same clothes I used in fighting the battle of Badr is what I want to wear to Allah, so that Allah will see that this is the same clothes I wore that day. Perhaps Allah SWT would forgive him. رضي الله عنه وأرضى عنه. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه.